Weiter in Shas. We are above a comment of Kuf Yud Tes. Picking up on Kuf Yud Chesem Beis, was the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up. Last words on the line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This, my friends, the final daf in Meseches Moikatim. Bava Kama, here we go. Zuck, the highly good next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Bayisos lochem mehen, midbarios ein lochem mehen. That is that when it comes to domestic sheep, you can buy them, but you're allowed to buy from the shepherds. But when it comes to the ones that are midbarios, the ones that are out in the wilderness, those you're not allowed to buy from them. Ibai lochem, the fact of Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Risha koyu lochumra, is Rabbi Yehuda coming, that statement is going in the Risha, the first part of the Brisa? Odoma sefer koyu lochumra, maybe it's on the sefer to kula. Risha koyu lochumra, is on the Risha, it's lochumra, the Omer. Lochem yam arba v'chamishaton. You're allowed to buy 4 or 5 sheep for them. Hani mili baisos. But that's only talking about baisos, the ones that are domesticated. Midbarios afilu arba v'chamisha lo. But if it's midbarios, then even if it's 4 or 5, no. Odil masivakar lukula. Maybe it's on the sefer to go lukula. Damar av alosh deit son v'alosh deit gizan. That is that the Tanakhama said. But you can't buy 2 sheep or 2 of the shearings. Hani mili midbarios. Oh, that's only talking about midbarios. If it's the ones from the midbar. Albaisos shtayim nami look. And you're even allowed to take 2 when it comes to the domesticated ones. Tashima, let's take a look. The time within a baisa. Nebuda omer lochen baisos baisos mehen. Vein lochen mehen midbarios. You can do the ones that are domesticated, not the ones that are undomesticated. Ubachol makom lochen mehen arbova chamish tzon. And in all places, you're allowed to buy for them 4 or 5 sheep. Beep. That's not a good one. Beep. Turn the page. Kofi Tesman off. Mida Amar Bechol Makom. Now, for the fact that it said you can buy 4 or 5 from all places, Shema Amina Sefer Koy Lukula. It's going in the Sefer and it's the Kula. Shema Amina. Period. Next part of the Mishnah. Velo Mishnah Paris. These are, remember, the things we were saying, the type of people you're not allowed to buy things from them. You're not allowed to buy from the watchman of fruit. What did the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Ein Lochen Min Aroim. Where are we? Where are we? The Mishnah said you're not allowed to buy wool, milk, or baby goats from shepherds, and you can't buy wood or fruit from watchmen of fruit orchards. Now, let me show my peers. Ravas, which is the lashon here, that from Rav to Rava, Zavin Shabista Me'arisa. Rava would buy grapevine branches from a arisa, sharecropper. That's a person who like works the land, and he gets a portion of it. I went to the Mishnah, but let me repair, say some parish, and can't buy these things for them. Amalei says to them, Hani mili b'shomer the less lay begufa da armidi. That's someone in the shomer who has no stake in the land itself. He's no share in the land itself. Of aris de slay begave, but if you have an aris who does have a portion of it, there you are allowed to buy it from them because ema mi denaf sheikam zabin. You can say that he's doing it from his own stuff, and that is going to be okay. Now we're going to talk about fruits from the shomrim of orchards. Taner Rabbanan, shomei peres lochem mehem. You can buy from the shomei peres kishehen yoshvin umochrin when they're sitting out and they're selling. We're talking about when they're sitting outside and selling, when it's out in the open and obvious. Vasalim lefneim, v'tortani lefneim. They have their baskets in front of them and they have their tortani in front of them. Rashi says moznaim gedolim, is huge scales. Umochrin peres a mishgal kederech. Hatagarim, the Kirby Damochim befriends, yeah. Logunvum, since they're selling it publicly, clearly they didn't actually go and they didn't steal it. Vikulin Sha'amu Hatmain, but if any of them say, oh, hide it, then also it's going to be also to go ahead and buy it from them. Lokimhem mi pesach agina, we could buy from them by the entrance of the garden, avalomi acharei agina, not from the back of the gina, not from the back of the garden, because again, it's a little shady. Itmar, gazan, remember, if you get a guy who's a gazan, he's a robber, from when is it mutter to go buy from him? Rav Omer, achi rov mishalo. As long as the majority of the stuff that he has is his. The guy steals, but not too much. Rashi says, Rov mimenu, mishalo, below gazela, hochanach harov, and then mimenu, you're allowed to get enough from him. And Shmuel comes and he says, Shmuel Omer, afilu miut, shalo, even if miut is his. Rashi says, talina varminan, hai midi, the yayiv le midi dehu. It could be samich in the fact that what he's giving is from him, even if it's a little. Ori leib of Yehuda la'ada daila, kedivri Omer, afilu miuta shalo. Rav Yehuda, he said, he passed in for Ada, that Yehuda La'ada Daila, according to the one who says that it's mutter to buy from him, even if only a little bit belongs to him. Mamon Masor. Now, let's move on to a new idea over here. Rashi says Masor is a Malshin Hamosim Mamon Chavir Lanasim, a guy who's who's an informer. And he goes and he tells the anosim, these people that are like the hooligans that just take things from people. What's the din of his stuff? Mamun Masor, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Machlokas. Chad Omer Mutter La Abdul Biyad. One says you're allowed to take his stuff and just destroy it. Chad Omer Asal Abdul Biyad. You're not just take it in your hands and just go and destroy it. Mandam Mutter La Abdul Biyad says it's Mutter to destroy it. Look, it would be a daim. Layim Mamun Chomer Migufo. Don't make the money more Chomer than the Guf from him himself. What does that mean? Rashi says, the Kaimelim Perik Shini, the Vodazar, we paskin, we hold in Perik Shini, the second Perik of Vodazar. The mutter la'abid gufo b'yadayim. You'll not even take a musser, this guy who's an informer, you'll have to kill him. Like you're going to throw him into a pit. Tekutani haminim v'hamasoros maridon son labor. You can put him into a pit, velo mylin, and you have to bring him up after. So we can say, you can do it to him, his body, but you can't do it to his money. So therefore he says, lo yimam and chamer migufo. Amadam ar-asalab, this is general to do it, because dilma hava lezar miyam malia. Maybe he's going to have good offspring. Book 7, it says, yachin rasha tzadik yilbash. The wicked one is going to prepare, and the righteous one will wear the clothing. Meaning to say, he's going to have righteous, you know, offspring that should deserve to get the stuff, so leave it. Rav chista hava le'ahu erisa. Rav chista had an erisa, had a sharecropper, to have a tukil v'yayiv tukil shakil. He would go way out and give, and weigh and take for himself. So he would like do a little shtick of yirash. He says, tukil v'yayiv rav chista, tukil v'shakil l'raf, say, medaktik b'chaluko v'inu mevater, b'chalko klom, he wouldn't be mevater anything from his own chelik. So salke, rav chista removed him, karinav, she said, the pasuk in himself, it's safin l'tzadik chelchote, and stored away for the righteous man is the wealth of the sinner. He was, Farshim discussed what exactly is going on over here, but the point is that he was behaving in a way that he was losing out, now he was going to gain from it. M'kiman, the Gemara says, breaks down this pasuk in Iyov. Kima tikvas chonev ki yuftza ki yeshel elokah nafsho. What is the hypocrite's hope when he steals? For Hashem will cast away his soul. The question is, which soul are we talking about here? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, chadam or nafsho the nigzal. One says that it means the victim. It's talking about the soul of the victim. What's the hypocrite's hope when he steals? For Hashem will cast away his soul, means the soul of the victim. Chadam or nafsho shel gazal, no, means the soul of the thief. Now, mandam inash so nigzal is of the one who is the victim. The siv, the pasuk says, "Kain orchos kol botzeya, botzas nefesh ba'alav yikach." Such are the ways of anyone who steals; he takes away the soul of its owner. So, therefore, we see that stealing from someone is like taking away his life. Mandam inash shel gazlin dechsev. One says, "No, it's of the gazlin of the one who's stealing," because the pasuk says, "Al tigzal dol ki dalhu v'al tidake oni b'shar ki Hashem yoriv rivam v'kava es kovehem nafesh." Right, which means to say that pasuk is saying, "Don't rob an impoverished person though he's impoverished, and do not oppress the poor in the gate, for Hashem will fight their fight and rob the soul of those who rob them." Okay, so we see over here that someone's going to punish this person for taking away this person's life, by taking away his stuff. V'idachnami, now the other one, what are you going to say? The first one who says that our pasuk is talking about the soul of the ganav, hoksev nefesh ba'al yikach, it says that these are the ways of anyone who steals. He takes away the soul of its owner, which means that the word soul is talking about the victim. How do you deal with that? My ba'al, no, what does it mean? Its owner, ba'al of the hashta, it means the current owner, the one who stole it. V'idachnami, aye, but the other one who says that the pasuk is talking about the soul of the victim, hoksev akavas kaveim nefesh, it says that he's going to rob the soul of those who rob them, which means it's talking about the one who's the robber. Ma'atam kamer, no, it's about tam. Ma'atam, what's the reason? V'kaveis kaveim, what's the reason that Hashem is going to rob those who rob them? Mishum to kaveim nefesh, because of the fact that they rob the soul of the victim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol gozel es chaveir shava pruta. Kilu no tell nishmasim, and anyone who goes and steals him in a shovel proof of somebody, that's like he took his soul. It's a pretty heavy statement there. Shenemah's pasuk says, "Kain orchos kol betzei abatzas nefesh ba'alav yikach." Such are the ways of anyone who steals; he takes away the soul of its owner. So he says it's talking about the soul of the victim. V'omer, and it says, "Va'achol kitzircha v'alach mecha yochlu banecha uvenosecha." He's going to consume your harvest and your bread. They'll consume your sons and your daughters. Right? They're going to consume your harvest and bread, and it's going to be like they consume the lives of your sons and daughters, because you're not going to have the ability to go and to sustain them, says Rashi. V'omen, furthermore, Mechamas b'nei Yehuda, asher shafchu dam nakti ba'artzam. On the account of the Chamas is like extorting from someone, of the children of Yehuda, who shed innocent blood in their land. Hashem is saying that he's going to punish Mitzrayim and Edom because of the way that they dealt with the Yidden. which is like killing the blood of the innocent. Says Rashi, Migezel she'also ma'ila ani aleihem kilu shafchu dam nakis, like you kill people. Va'omer, it says, El sha'ol ve'el beis adamim al asher hemis es ha'giv'onim, on the account of Shaul and of the house of blood for his having killed the Giv'onim. This is an idea in Shmuel. And we're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain, Shaul actually never killed Giv'onim, but he killed the Kohanim of Ir Nov, who were the ones who supported the Giv'onim. So we're saying, like, it's like he killed the muscle because he took away their parnassos, says Rashi. Because the first Kamei, Shehem is Kohanim Nov, Shehem is Mespikim Mayim Umasim the Giv'onim, Shehem Giv'onim Hayu Mishamshim Lemizbeach, Chotevesim, Shavim Mayim, Umalu Kasu Kilo, Hemis Giv'onim. It's like he killed the Giv'onim, the ones who brought the waters and the woodchoppers, etc. Now, why is he brought all these psukim over here? When, you know, we could have said it with one. Maiva Omer, why are you saying, and not only that, but furthermore, it says this. Ritema nefesh didei. And if you want to say that it's only the soul of the victim that he's taking away, of all nefesh, banav v'nosav lo, but his children and his sons and his daughters not, tashma b'sar banav v'nosav. You should know the segment of the year, the sons and the daughters also. Ritema hani mili hechad d'aliyav dame. If you want to say this is only talking about a case where he takes away another stuff and he doesn't give him money, abalichad d'aliyav dame lo, but he gives money, then it's not like taking away, tashma mechamas b'nei Yehuda, it's like the extortion of the children of Yehuda, where they shed innocent blood in their land. And Chamas is the type of case where you actually pay, but you force that person to go and take it, and they don't really want to. If you want to say that this is only talking about where he does it with his hands, of Grama Lo, but if he does it with Grama, then it's not like he took the guy's life. That's not really the same type of issue. Tashama, El Shol, El Bisadamim, Ashal. El Shahim, he says the Givonim, he caused like the Givonim through this. Where you find Shaul killed Givonim? Elamitok Shaharik Novir Kohanim, because he killed the city of the Kohanim, Nov. Shahim Sapkan, Maimu Mazon, Mala, Kosov Gil Hargam, it's considered as if he actually killed them as well. Okay, says the next part of the Mishnah. Avalochim Minana, Shem, you could buy from the women. This is that you're allowed to buy from the married women. Taner Rabbanan. Lochim and Anashim, Clay Sam, Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to buy from these married women woolen garments in Yehuda, Clay Pishta Magalil, and linen garments in the Galilee, of a low genos ushmanum muslasos, but you're not allowed to buy from them wine, oil, or flour. Rashi says, top left over here, derech ha'ish lamocho ve'in oses ishto shaliach lekach v'shema genvaso mibayla. It's the way if a man's going to sell these type of things, and she doesn't send the wife to do it, and therefore, if it's done by the wife, that means that we're worried that maybe she stole it. Velomina vadum, velomina tinokos. You're not allowed to buy anything from slaves or from kids. Abashalom or mocheres isha ba'arba v'chamisha dinar kedilasos kiba l'rosho. L'rosha. A woman's allowed to sell 4 or 5 dinars worth of things in order to make a kerchief for her head. That a husband does not mind, he is cool with, says Rashi. Seif vein abal makbe. This is a seif like a kerchief for her head, and that he doesn't mind. V'kulin shamu l'ham l'hatmin. But any circumstances when these women say, "Oh, hide it," then also it's going to be also. Gabei tzedaka lochin mehem davar muat. A gabei tzedaka can take a little bit of money from women. Because it makes sense that the husband will give them to give. Aval lo davar mur, but not a lot of money. V'habadodin, and in reference to olive pressers. Lochemem zeisim b'mida v'shem b'mida. We can buy from them, meaning from the wives of olive pressers, olives, which a lot of them. It's allowed to have a lot, if as long as it's a lot of it. Not a little bit, because a lot of it, obviously, she's not stealing, because that's too obvious. A little bit, maybe she's stealing. Change lashon here. You can take from these married women olives in a small amount in the upper Galil, Elion, the upper Galil, Arshish Hashem and Shem, Biyoker, Makbet, Adavar Muat, and Makbet on things that are a little bit. Shepa'amim, Adam, Bosh, Limkar, Al Pesach Beso. There are times when a person is going to be embarrassed to go ahead and to sell at the entrance of his house. The entrance of his house. So what does he do? He gives it to his wife. And he'll say, Mocheres, give it to his wife, and she's the one who goes and sells it. Ravina Kalibe Mechuza, Ravina came to visit a place called Mechuza, and he was the Gabe Sadaka. He was going to collect money. Also, Nashi Bene Mechuza, Romu Kame Kable, Kable Vishabi. They put in front of him these chains made of gold and bracelets. That's Rashi says. Kable Minau, He accepted it from them. They're allowed to take a little bit of money, not a lot of money. He says back to him, for these women, or from Mechuzah, from these people, from Mechuzah, they're very, very rich. That's actually considered something very small. And here we are, folks, the very last Mishnah, Maseches Bava Kama. Here we go. Mochen Shakobis Motzei Reilu Shelo. We have shreds of wool that the person who does laundry, he takes off when he would soak it, that belongs to him. These small little pieces would come off, that belongs to him, it's nothing. Vasorek Motzei Reilu Shelo. But the sorek is one who would like brush it very roughly, you know, take out more of the threads. That stuff that belongs to the owner, because that's a lot of stuff, and that's not going to be that mochon. Kobas notel shlosha chutim hein shalo. The kobas, the person who does the laundry, takes out three threads, and it belongs to him. They would leave these extra stuff on the eggs on the ends of the garment over there. And those three is enough for him. He's allowed to take it. Yasim he came, Hari Elu Shel Balabais, but it's more than nothing to Balabais. Says, can't take it. But if it was black and white, Nochas HaKolvein, so he could take all of it, and that's going to be considered him, because that's something the black is going to affect the white. It doesn't make it look nice. You can take it all. If you have a tailor, leaves over thread in order to go and sew, that umatlashi shalosh shalosh, or a piece of cloth that is 3 by 3 finger breadths, then hare elu shel bal habayis. These are all belong to the bal habayis. Those are significant. Ma shecharash doesn't say that. Ma shehecharash motzi b'matzar. Yeah, charash is a carpenter. That was a carpenter. Takes off with the matzar. Matzar is a type of blade. Haril shalot that belongs to him. It's when it's smoothing out. Bakasha, when it's done with a hatchet, shal balabais, it belongs to the balabais, because that's big pieces. Fimay osei shal balabais, if you're doing it by the balabais's place, afen esaros shal balabais, even the saros, which are the, what do you call it? The small amounts, the small dust, dak dak. Taner Abana and Lochan Mochan, the final Gemara. Taner Abana and Lochan Mochan Mina Kovitz Mimpeshen Shalom. You can take the shreds of wool from the launder because they belong to him. I'm sorry, you take me and you can buy. Lochan, you can buy it from him. That belongs to him. Akovitz Notel Shnei Chute El Yonim Behen Shalom. The launderer takes the two threads on the garment and it belongs to him. Beep, turn the page. But this is the final, once I get it better. Beep. Beep. My beeps tonight are schwach. Beep. Kuf Yotesim Bey. Turn the page. V'lo yotubol yosim mishlosh chubim. And he's not allowed to sew more than 3 stitches. And this is talking about in order to go ahead and they would stretch out the garment after they would clean it. They would have to make these little loops in order to go and to stretch it out. And he would stitch stuff onto it. And then it would be very taut. And then they would go and take... basically be very tight, then they would go and cut it off and they'd have the whatever it is that they made that they cleaned, and they get to keep the stitching, but not too much. You're not allowed to do too much because if you then pull it tighter and tighter and tighter, and they're gonna get more and more and more. So you're only allowed to do shlosha chubin, it's called 3 stitches. Flo yisuk abegil lishisya, and you shouldn't lisuk yisuk again is when they would you know, brush it. You shouldn't do it vertically. That's the chassis. Ela la'arvo, you do it horizontally. Umashveyu la'arko, and he then would smooth out and even out this along, meaning he cut off the pieces along the length. Avalochmo, not the width. Ve'im ba la'asvo, so al tefach hoshayim. He wants to even it out up to a tefach that he's allowed to do. Amar Mar, Shnei Chutim, he takes off the 2 threads on the garment, they belong to him, but we learned in the Mishnah, Shalosh, you can take 3. Lokasha. Ha ba'alime, when it says you're allowed to take 2, it's talking about thick. Ha b'ktine, it says 3, it's talking about when they're skinny. V'lo yisuk abel l'shis l'arba, when you're going, you're brushing it, very, you know, the stuff, very, the type of thing of yisuk, is the type of way of brushing it. Do it on the horizontal, but not vertical, but not horizontal. V'atanya, if we have a brass that says the opposite. Lokash, not akasha. Ha, beglima, the first brass, which is asses it, is talking about when it's a garment that that Rashi says, talisa asui l'chol yom, for every day. Kushusarek l'shesio nocha l'kari mehar. If you do it the wrong way, it's going to start to tear. And the other one is is talking about a case where it is a cloak that, it's also the kavod. It's like a very coveted thing, a lenoi. If you do it that direction, it makes it even nicer. You can't take more than 3 stitches for the loops that they go and set up. When he passes the needle and the thread through the garment and brings it back, is counted as only 1 stitch. Odilma, I'm two yivasu yitrei. When you pass it and bring it back, it's considered like 2. Over the Gemara, teku. Good question. We gotta wait for Elio. Anavi Elio, atishbi umishavehu la'arko aval rechbo. And when you want to even it out, you do it along the length, but not along the width. Vatani Yofka Elena Bryce is telling the opposite. Lokasha haba glime, the first one that says it's gotta be the length. They're talking about a glime with the cover to kakot over there, whose length is going to be seen when you wear it. And ha behemyoni. The other one's talking about a hemyoni, which is a.k.a. a anonir ella, a belt, right? You're not going to see it. The length is not going to be seen when you're wearing it. Okay, now we said that Tanu Rabbanon, Ein lochin min asarik mochin mipnei she'ena shalo, we're not allowed to buy the shreds of wool from the sarik guy, the one who brushes that really hard, because the stuff doesn't belong to him, those type of threads. But in a place where it's the custom that he does get to keep it, then you can do it. In all places, it's mutter to buy from you're allowed to buy a pillow filled with shreds, or mattress that's filled with shreds. Now, frankly, we're on my timer. Why does it matter? I can buy this pillow, this mattress, that's the stuff. Again, maybe the stuff is stolen. And for the Gemara, Kenanhu Bishinoi, the one who does this comer guy, this brusher guy, he was already kone it by making a shinoi over here. And when he made it into this new shtickle, so then you can go and you can buy it from him. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Lochin Megardi, we don't buy from a weaver, Vlo Irin, and not from a type of mechanism that's used in the weaving process in order to make sure that things don't get all messed up when you're going ahead and making these materials. So you're not allowed to buy from this weaver. You can't buy this type of mechanism, valon urine, and you're also not allowed to buy. Yeah, I'm going to go a little quick on this. Get a look in each one. Another device for them. Velo punkalin, you're not allowed to take another type of tool. Velo shiur pikios, or these spools, leftover spools of thread. Avalokim hen begin menumar erev shesti v'tov v'arig. You're allowed to take a garment that is like all dots on it. That's menumar, that's what we say, erev shesti v'tov v'arig. Yo, Amri, says the Gemara. Hashda tovu shakli. Now that we say you're allowed to buy the spun stuff because he acquired it through some sort of change, arg me boy, then does he even have to say that he's allowed to take the woven one? Of course, that was all changed. My arig, that says the Gemara, what does it mean, arig, that it was woven? It means tiche, it means that it's not, the wool wasn't yet spun, and you make change out of it. It says you didn't spin it first. Therefore, it's not acquired. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein lochin min hatzava. You don't buy from a dyer. What don't you buy? Lo osos. Osos is like a sign. What they did is they wanted to give it a certain color. So they would take your garment, cut off a little piece, and they would dye that piece in order for you to see what it's going to look like. And they would hold on to those things sometimes, and they're not allowed to really have to return it. But it's such a small thing, people forget about it. But you're not allowed to go, and you're not allowed to buy it from him because it doesn't belong to him. So ain lo kinem etzava, minetzava, lo osos, velo dugmos, or like samples, velo tzlushim shel tzemer, and not torn off threads of wool, of a lokin mehen, beget savua, tavu begadim. You're allowed to buy with them a dyed garment and a spun threads or garments if it's completely whole over there, because then that means that it really belongs to them. Rashi says, the beget shalom lo gana, vinami gunfu kinu b'shino, either it wasn't stolen or there was a shino that happened over there. Hash the tavu shakel, now that we said that if it was spun, you're allowed to take it, then begadim, why you have to take ones that are made into garments? You're not able to go ahead and make a garment from the samples without first spinning into threads. No, my begadim, what does it mean? Namti. It means a material called namti. Namti is felt, and there's nothing spun over there. It doesn't, you don't spin that. Tana Rabbanan. Hanos Hanos Liabdon, someone who gives hides to get tanned to the tanner. Hakitsuin Batalushin Hare Elushabalabais, the stuff that gets cut up all around it, you trim it, and the torn off wool belongs to the owner. The wool that comes out of the water that gets rinsed over there, that belongs to him. He gets to keep up on it. Then there's only a little bit of wool that's removed over there, and then the owner doesn't want that anymore. He's willing to give that up, says Rashi. Emoya Shachor, let's say this laundry takes out the three threads and it belonged to him, but if it was black on the white, then he could take all the black because he messes it up. I'm going to read Katsara Shmei v'Katsara Shakalei. This launder is called Katsara, that's his name, and that which he shortens, he takes for himself. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hakol Ol Minyan Tcheles, everything. What does it mean, everything counts? Hakol Ol Minyan Tcheles. Rashi says, Osan Shlosh Echut, and those three strings, Im Lo Ktsaren, Hakoves Olin Lamadata Milo, Kosh Kesher Godel. Gemara tells over there, when you're putting tzitzis on the garment, there's got to be a certain distance from the corner over there, and all of this is included in the measurements. For Yitzhak Bari, capital I, but my son Yitzhak, he was very makbid on those threads, and he removes them before putting any tzitzis over there. The tail leaves over enough thread to sew with it. Belongs to the owner of a kamalit for it. How much does it mean enough to sew with? The amount of thread that would be a needle's length beyond the needle a little bit. It means to say the needle's length and beyond the needle equal to another's needle length. Just a little bit beyond. Let's say a tailor left over a thread that's the amount that is less than the amount that needs to sew with. Or let's say it leaves over a piece of cloth that's less than 3 by 3 finger breadths. Halacha is mivan shabalabayis makbid alein. At the time that the balabayis is makbid, Rabbi Elu shabalabayis belongs to the balabayis. If balabayis makbid alein, if it's not makbid Rabbi Elu shalot, then the tailor gets to keep it. Iyamar bishlamam lo machat v'chutz lamachat kim lo machat. If you want to say it means beyond it to the amount of a machat, then iyamar bishlamam. Less than that is still fit for sikha, which is the stitching when they would go and put it on the frame, to stretch it out. Means a drop. Less than this amount, what is it going to do for you? It's not enough to let the needle flip around after going through the material. So what's it going to be used for? Elish ma'amina melo machat v'chutz l'machat kol machat. What it means is that amount. Shema amina machat, and then it goes beyond it, the amount of another machat around. Masha hecharash. Now we said that when the carpenter goes in, he's smoothing out the stuff, that kind of stuff that goes over here, that is going to belong to him. If he gets... We give big stuff that's going to belong to the owner. A mini, but we learned in a braisa. Masha, charash, motzi, b'mat, sadva, nifsak, b'megera, whatever. The carpenter moves with this type of tool, whatever. The stuff is severed off of the saw. Hari elusha balabais. It belongs to the balabais. Vayotu mitachas b'gdeach. But the stuff that falls out from under the drill, which is like small amounts, right? The dak kafar, it's like the sawdust. Mitachas b'hitni, or the stuff that comes from underneath a plane, vanigra megera, or let's say again the sawdust that comes out with the saw, hari elu shalo, they belong to the actual carpenter. Oh, the Mishnah seems to be saying what? That the stuff from that tool belonged to the carpenter, but the Bryce says it belongs to the owner. Amarava. Rava answers, Emfert Rava gives a beautiful answer. Ba'asr the Tana is done in the place of our Tana. Ikatati Chatzine, there's two different types of Chatzine, these type of chopping tools. Rabasi Karle Bashil, Kashil. The bigger one was called an axle, Lizutarti Karle Matzad, and the small one was called the Matzad, that type of tool we were talking about. Ba'asr the Tana Bara, in the place of the Tana of this Braisa, Chadu the Ika, there was only one type of tool, the bigger one, Vakari Lama Atzadin, was called that type of tool. So when our Mishnah says that the shavings of this type of tool belong to the carpenter, it's talking about the small ones, whose shavings are very fine. And when the Baisa said that shavings belong to the owner, it's talking about the big ones with the axe, you know, it was very thick. V'yem haya, very last part of the Mishnah, the very end of the Masechta, V'may Osa Itzel, if he was working on it, on the person's own stuff, then even the sawdust belongs to the owner. Tan Rabbanan, Misatse Avanim Be'ein Behem Mishum Gazel, there are those who chisel stones, they chop out stones, they're not going to be considered like they're thieves. Rashi's Marbeo's son, Machlo's son, they square it out and they smooth it out. So these chiselers are not considered like Ganavim. Oy, the stuff that they cut off, they can actually keep. Mefaske Ilanos, the people that would prune. Kishesh ben enough in Yosef, Rashi's Yosef, he died too many things. Kotzi's Atzim, when time behind a piece of Glushin, Dilagrachava, which means the pruning. And those who prune trees, Mfasid Gafanim, the prune grapevines, Mfan Kehiges, those who prune thorn bushes, Menachse Zara, those who do weeding progress from the stuff that's grains, Vaodre Yerakos, and similar idea that we said just a moment ago, but this is like with like vegetables. What they do is if you have the vegetables growing too much and you remove from the middle to allow them to go and spread out a little bit more. Bizman Shabalabai is Makbid. The name of the time of the Balabais is Makbid, when the owner is Makbid, that the branches be returned to him that you prune, then Yesh Behem Yishum Gesa, then there is in the category of Be'ez of Shaturna. Ein Balabai is Makbid Lim, if not, then Ariel Shalom, then it belongs to him. Amar Rav Yehuda, let's talk about my favorite food. Hops. It's not really my favorite food at all. Kshus v'chazis, Eimbem Shem Gazet. This is called hops and green grain. These type of the hops, you know, is making the beer. Rashi says, Chazis, Shachas shel Tavua, Chitim Nasar, and both in New York, but they're still green. So let's see if the hops of green grain are not, don't fall into the category, to the Isser of theft. Ba'asad, Dekat, B'yesh, Behem, Mishim, Gazel. The place where they're Makbid, there is Gazel. Amar Avina, Umasa Mechasi, Asad, Dekabadu. And Masa Mechasi is the place where people are Makbid about other people going ahead and taking these things because they have animals, says Rashi, the Makam Behemosu, Tzrichen, Lamara, Meritov, is a place of the animals there. And they had the animals that needed to eat from the good stuff. You know, you got to have the good stuff over there. Well, on that note, Hajan Alach, Hagoz Albasa, Oslik Allah, Mazagas Bava Kamo. Listen, we said Hajan Alach that we're going to come back. This is Barak. So let's go quickly back to Daf. Kuf, Yod Alpha, Beis, Hagoz Alamachil, Isbana, Veinich, Lefenim, Paturim, Mishalim. No, that'll be Yotz Zayim, beautiful Mazdav. And mazel tov to everyone on the finishing Maseches Bava Kama. Mazel tov, one for all. Just like we finished this, and it was Geshmak, it was amazing. These are Sam Yirat Soma Fanecha, it should be Hashem's will that we finish Gan Shas, Beis Hashem, Yisburach Shemo. Until next time, my friends, we're going to step over here and wish you all a great, great day.